Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. I am Tower and we are glad you joined us. If you would like to write to the WIBR Warn Radio Network, you can do so by going to our contact page on warn-usa.com. Be sure to follow the WIBR Warn Radio on Facebook with hashtag WatchmanIS216. On Twitter, it's hashtag Watchman IS 216 and hashtag Warn Radio. On Instagram, you use hashtag Warn Radio. On LinkedIn, you can find us by using hashtag Watchman. And join us on USA.life and MeWe by using hashtag Warn Radio. Join us on Parler by using at Watchman DGS. And on Clout Hub, you can join us by using at Warn Radio. You can listen to our shows through the following carriers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Podchaser, Deezer, and of course you can listen to our shows by going to warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com. Be sure to read the pertinent articles by The Watchman. The latest featured articles on Dana Glenn Smith are God's Eternal Clock of Redemption. God's Eternal Clock of Redemption. It is where the end began, and the mystery of God's Eternal Clock of Redemption was kept secret in God, where finally were finally manifested to the church. And that's a free ebook you can download, so check that out on danaglennsmith.com. And also, Believers in Jesus Christ, Having Not Seen. Believers in Jesus Christ, Having Not Seen Him. There are many such Christians, having never seen Him, but they believe. Thus, believers and believing, blessed are you who have believed, not having, who have believed, yet had not seen Jesus Christ. And by going to warn-usa, you can read the following three articles. Transforming Hope, A Glass Darkly. It is that hope that burns in us that we are certain of our Lord Jesus Christ. And American Vipers Destroying the Souls of Men. American Vipers, yes, we have them. What will kill and destroy, yet people do this daily, sowing seeds of destruction as they go forth. Luciferian, wicked, deliberate deception. Today in America, we find a Luciferian, wicked, deliberate deception that's occurring, and there are those that have a denial of that very same deception. So you can go to warn-usa.com to read those articles and more. And now I invite the Watchman to join us.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn. Greetings and welcome to today's broadcast. This is our Friday broadcast of Sound the Shofar. If there was ever a time to sound the shofar, it would be today. We've got Halloween this weekend. Now, growing up, I never understood as a boy the spiritual implications of this particular event. I was consumed with trick-or-treating, and every time I got candy, I wasn't think I was worshiping the devil. And I don't believe that a lot of these kids trick-or-treating are worshiping the devil. But it is a holiday with evil connections to it, even things that go on to celebrate this. Blood guilt is involved. The other thing is, you have an election coming up. And right now, the election coming up on Tuesday stands in the balance for America. There's no doubt that there are conspiracies going on throughout this country. And there has been. There has been quiet, open rebellion for many, many years, decades in fact, to overthrow the current constitutional government that we have. And what makes it even more astounding is we have people that can stop it and they don't. We have governors, mayors, lawyers, prosecuting attorneys, attorney generals, who all seem to be complicit. Now, on our Wednesday broadcast, we're in Isaiah. We've been discussing Sennacherib and the Assyrians who are at the gates of Jerusalem. We've been discussing it in a lot of different contexts through the chapters that we've been in. And the thing of it is that they were threatening the gates of Jerusalem. Hezekiah was the king. And it came to pass that God stopped the enemy at the gates of Jerusalem. Sennacherib ended up getting murdered by his own sons in the house of his God as he sat there worshiping his God. I think it is Dagon. Well, today, and it was some time ago when I first had come across this, and now they're putting it into action. And you will see people camping out in a park across from the White House so they can be there to get rid of Trump. There are, right now, armed guards. That's the goal. There are armed guards now, but in part of this conspiracy, and this has been reported, but not by your CNN and any of the others. I can verify parts of this by another report that came out some time ago, and I knew about it. And others know about it, but nobody does anything. And with the help of certain elected officials, especially in D.C., they're allowing Antifa, armed Antifa, onto federal property. I don't know how many, but that's their intent. Because one of the things is they're being taught by a woman that is well experienced, and she's white, she's liberal, and beyond liberal. She helped in closing down the World Trade Center. I mean, the World Trade Organization when it came to Seattle that year. None of us really liked the World Trade Organization coming in. Nevertheless, this is the issue. While we see Trump filling out all of the campaign stops with Trump supporters who are absolutely excited and livid for the next 4 years, and I don't blame them. None of this really gets reported by the fake news. We have open rebellion from Twitter, Facebook, and Google, among others, that put down conservative posts. And even our stuff, we've noticed, our entire feed on Twitter slows down to a crawl. I can watch it early in the morning. By evening, I have stuff still posted in the still in the same spot, and it's up to 12 hours old. Nobody does anything. They appear before Congress and nothing happens. Biden ain't going to do anything. And he may not even want to be president, but he has no choice. They're practically forcing him to run because when he gets in there, they're going to hope he gets sick and die so they can get rid of him. Because they plan on remaking it. Hillary Clinton has been salivating at the thought of being in this administration because she hates Trump so bad. Nancy Pelosi came out and said Biden was going to win and she couldn't wait because she hates Trump so bad. So what I'm telling you in this eighth part of the Kingdom War, you know, we talk about these principles as though they happen in a way that you never see the actual results. When we talk about binding principalities and powers and fasting and praying, that's pretty much a thing you do with you and someone who wants to do it with you. Or you do it with a group of people, like as in a church or a study group. But the principalities and powers are entrenched. And one little prayer is not going to remove them. Because we've had the human principalities for this overthrow in place for many, many years. Satan has all the money in the world, while most patriots don't have the money to finance the world, and many politicians don't either. The devil has the policy, he has the money and the people in place to finance endless revolutions. And if you ever wonder what is the matter with France right now, when they called it out after this latest incident, again, that we've reported, of people that have been killed by Muslims, beheaded, in fact, again. A politician shouted that France was a Muslim nation. France is not a Muslim nation. It's been taken over by Muslims, just like the Muslims want to take over the Middle East. Now, of course, the brothers of Abraham, Ishmael and Isaac, their descendants, have been doing an Abraham Accord, which was brought to them by President Trump. So in the whole scheme of things, while everybody's hoping for victory, there are many, many powers right now that have been in place to overthrow your government in its totality. I've been warning for over two decades, the first time I knew what was coming to America, and this is not what I was warned. This is just one small step to where it's headed. You ain't gonna like it. First time I told anybody was 1973. And I don't mention the visions that came along with it. But I can tell you, as I told you last week, all those, the principalities of darkness are gathering. But you see, when darkness gathers, God allows them, like he did with the Assyrians at the gate of Jerusalem. And in one fell swoop, he destroys them all. That's what can happen here. Every one of these plots can be totally destroyed. Hear me. Those of you that do listen, and I would to God that I could be on national radio all the time to tell you, but I don't do that. Not interested in it. I'm a watchman. Man didn't put me here. Man didn't put it in my heart. Man didn't appear in my room. Man did nothing. The Spirit of God, the Lord. And I can tell you that God is able, more than able, to destroy every plot known to man in one fell swoop. And so we have been beseeching him in the midst of judgment, bring mercy and deliver us. And you need to pray that God would deliver this country, because your enemies are at the gate of your Jerusalem, which is Washington. They want to destroy your constitutional republic. Your republic doesn't even exist anymore. It's been destroyed a long time ago by the same powers that are working to destroy the rest of it. In spite of what you may think of Trump, it's his policies that have been earth-shaking. It's his policies that have scared the hell out of people like Nancy Pelosi, former Secretary Clinton, Hillary, and many others. This program, this broadcast, Laying Up Treasure, Fighting God, is a perfect combo together, talking about the end of days. You know, it is said you fear God and the prophets, and another thing that is said, don't wish and hope for the day of the Lord. The prophets warn us it's a day of darkness, of judgment, of clouds. It's not fun. Now see, the prophets were under, of course, Moses' law. Today we're under grace, which one day will be expended, and God's wrath will come out. In today's broadcast, we begin in Luke 12, which you should know this. This is about the rich man. This rich man, and of course the Laodicean church, are kissing cousins. They're also fathers to places like America, because we have been rich, very much so. So Luke 12, 16 through 21, and the Lord here, referenced by, he spake a parable unto them. The devil ain't going to tell them, but the Lord will. The devil wants them rich and in need of nothing. The devil wants them rich and in need of nothing and blinded. The devil, that is, the devil does. The devil wants them rich and in need of nothing and lazy and fat and satisfied, so they won't do anything. Pleasingly ignorant, so he can take them over. The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. Sorrow, says a rich man. His ground, working in the financial realm, among others, made him rich. And it's not surprising, because he is a Jew. I back the Jewish people. I back Israel and Zion. But I do not back the secular Jews like Soros. And there's a lot of them like Soros. And they're not all Jews. So this rich man brought forth plentifully. America's brought forth plentifully. Matter of fact, you could say that Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the UK, all of Europe brought forth plentifully. Now Russia, for some people, brought forth plentifully. And if you lived there under Stalin, more than 1 million people would have died. Severe famine. And he had sent his shock troops even under the farms and places where they grew this stuff, and would go in and tear the houses apart to find any food they were stocking up and keeping to themselves, and they would take it and leave them to starve. They used to take Christians. One of his favorite things was putting them in insane asylums because he hated them. Mao, who ignorant Americans even today, and that includes Obama, because he likes him. Millions died. Now we have the one in China, Xi Jinping, however you want to say it. He has returned to the days of Mao. And as a communist, he says to God, "Who is the Lord that I should obey you?" Those were the words that Pharaoh said. "Who is the Lord, Moses, that I should obey your God?" There are people in the world that are saying to the Christians, "Who is the Lord, O Christian, that we should obey him? We believe this and we believe that." There is a contentious animosity, a hatred, a virulence. There is bloody war against Christian believers worldwide, but in America we are pleasingly rich and fat, ignorant, pleasingly so, because we're in America. We're free. So we give whatever we give, if you do give, to humanitarian organizations to soothe your conscience. You listen to Hollywood and you laugh along with them while they themselves are anti-God, and satanic rites and many other things go on all the time. It's full of pimps and whores, idolaters, but there's also the people of God there. PureFlix, a Christian organization, is one that rubs shoulders with everybody out there. For even Hollywood needs to be saved. So in the next verse, this rich man, he says to himself, "What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits." He's already got all of his barns. And if you've ever been on a farm, both of my grandfathers, one had a cattle ranch, the other had, he was a farmer. Dirt farmer. In the beginning, it was very, very hard. He was a homesteader. Came here a long time ago. He's long since died. Him and Grandma came over in a covered wagon to Wyoming. Homesteaded. Down by the river. Got some land from the Indians. Or from someone that had it, but the Indians were around us everywhere. We knew them. They were friends. And there was a few enemies. but you had to raise it and then find a place to put your harvest. And this rich man was going to put his harvest up. Now, he's not going to keep it all to himself. Of course not. He wants to bestow it and stock it so he can sell it and get richer. This is nothing. He's not going to just put a barn full of fruit just because he's hungry. No, that's his money. And he has a bumper crop. He's rich and he wants to get richer. So he says, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull down the barns I have, and since I have the money and our crops are so good, I'm going to build bigger barns. It's going to be even greater than before. We're going to be greater than before. We're going to be fantastic. I'm just going to build it down and fill it up because we're so good. I'm so good. And see, for a lot of years, America was that way. And then, of course, under Trump, he helped make the oil and the gas industry more than what it was before. Now, see, I live in an area where oil, gas, and coal, we saw what the Obama did. He virtually destroyed the coal mines here, along with the oil. Yeah, we know what Obama did. While most of the people in the big city haven't a frickin' clue, we know what he did. So when Joe Biden says he's going to destroy the coal and the oil, what most people don't realize is everything you eat, everything you touch, everything you wear has connections to oil. Every bit of it. And if you think a few windmills are going to work, we have windmills all over this country. And you have them in California. And the problem of it is they don't work forever. And they take a long time to pay for themselves. So they dot the landscape and they also kill the birds, including the rare ones and the endangered species. And if you think electricity is going to work for you in California, one of the main power plants we had here that actually sent its power out into California, that's who was buying it, it was shut down now because of some policies from Obama. I think that's where it originated. But see, apparently this rich man doesn't have any oil. He just has fruits and vegetables and things that people eat. But he does know how to build a barn. And he knows how to make it bigger. So he's just like the people today. You know how to build. If you've got money, just go find somebody to build it for you. And so he looks at all of that, and of course you can say by now, he's pulled down his barns, he's built them greater, and everything looks good. So he sits back, he can rest now, and he says, I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much good laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. See, he's sold all of his goods now, and he's got them in the bank. He's sitting back, he has nothing better to do but eat, drink, and be merry. Kind of like old Soros, who said, and I wrote an article about him many years ago, got his own words, that said he got used to playing God. He would overthrow countries and got used to being able to do it. Nothing to do. He's still alive and still doing the same thing. No nation has touched him. Because within the nations, there's political people that Soros funnels money to, or did. They probably don't need it anymore, because once these groups take over, they solidify their power and it's almost impossible to get them out. So God looks down from heaven and sees this rich man, and in his heart he says, I've got all this laid up. It's because of my hand. There's no thanks, no tithing, no nothing. He's an ingrate. He's a fool. So God says to him, "Thou fool, this night shall your soul be required of you." Then all that stuff that you now have and all the riches that you have laid up, who's going to get them? Because you're not going to have them. You see, in America, we have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we have a constitution, and even when you go into the halls of Congress, you see scripture. And even in the local level and in our court system, it's always about God. So help me God when you swear to witness. People don't like that anymore. They don't like the statues reminding them of what this country was. And so right now, America, you're on the precipice of losing this very thing that you've cherished. And the reason Trump is getting elected is because of his economy and his policies to help the blacks and the inner city. He's got policies for the Indians on the reservation. Everybody, this guy is good at it. He knows how to do it. He calls himself a non-denominational Christian. He didn't do that really before he became elected. But we know because Pence was with him. At the time, there was a little news story, it wasn't well known, that he did accept the Lord in the beginning because there were Christian leaders around him. So the point of the story of the rich man, those that lay treasure up for themselves, is not rich, especially towards God. The point of it is, be rich in God through Christ. And of course, when you get into the main part of Christianity, a lot of people don't like it. Take up your cross and follow me. You can't love anybody more than the Lord. If you save your life, you're going to lose it. If you lose your life, you're going to save it. In order to come to the Lord, you don't seem, but you have to believe in him anyway. God operates by faith. You call it before you ever see it. You see, we like to see things first, and then we'll say something. That's not the way God works. Everything is opposite when you talk about the kingdom of God. The wisdom of the world is not the wisdom of God. They can't know him just by the wisdom of the world. Although he has set the stars and all everything you see and has provided on the earth, and he's provided breath for man and a body to have his soul accommodated until he decides what he's going to do, because God has given his grace to man. Now see, grace, his favor, really is for the humankind. Because he did give you a body to live in and to breathe from, and even if you're wicked, he allows you to live your life. And he has provided a planet for you to be on that will provide you with food and clothing and all you need. And you can be as wicked and as perverted as you want, and you can go through life until such time you die, then you appear before him afterwards. See, the real grace, and we look at this, we say, well, you know, the law came through Moses. But grace and truth came through Jesus Christ, and it did. That's because of the covenant. But in reality, God's grace has always been on this earth. God's mercy was in the Old Testament. God's grace was in the Old Testament. And the fact that he allows us as humans to live in this body and to be as wicked and perverted and corrupt as all, and we continue to live. One of the biggest things that has been in the news has been the recent thing, and Trump ordered it, and that is to rescue these kids. And they've been going through and they've been finding kids that have been kidnapped. For obvious purposes, of course, slavery, sexual slavery, bondage, every kind of thing. One of the ones they seen, the kids were locked up in a metal container, shipping container. And that's just the tip of the tentacle. But you see, God's grace allows them to live. And sometimes as a believer, you wonder, why, God, do you allow them to live? Look what they're doing. But you see, even as David said, I've seen the wicked expanding like a green bay tree. Long roots, grows to be real big, yet I looked and they were not. So no matter how they look like they're flourishing, they fall down and die and come to the Lord. And so when we're talking about fighting God, the kingdom war, there is a kingdom principle. God has always had grace. He's always had mercy. He's always had judgment. And Yahshua, when he came, didn't change any of that. He just provided it easier for those to access more of his grace and to actually be accounted as a son of God. And it couldn't have happened until Yahshua came, because he had to change the score against the human race because of sin. There had to be a sacrifice to satisfy the righteousness of God. So when you're living your life, the Lord says to you, and you can keep going, and this is in the Luke 12, and this is interesting because he says, take no thought for your life, what you will eat, neither for the body, what you shall put on. Now this follows, this is the next verse after the rich man who lays up everything. And so the Lord says in verse 21, so is he that lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. It's the context, folks. You have to look at the context. Even today, we're America. Yes, we've got Christians here, but what is the context? The context of America today is, yes, we have churches. Yes, we have a constitution. Yes, we have a Bill of Rights. We have people that are armed and can be so. We have people that can do whatever they want to. And we have people today that go through the inner cities and destroy and pillage and burn and kill and murder and run over cops. And it's okay by their appointed lawyers, Soros-appointed lawyers, prosecuting attorneys, attorney generals, mayors, and governors, all of whom want to change America. The context of it is we want to kill babies right out of the mother's womb. Now, while it's the mother's body, the baby doesn't belong to her. That baby belongs to the Lord. She was the carrier for a while. She has no right to kill what God had given life to. That's blood guilt when you kill that baby. Murdering each other in the streets, that's blood guilt. Bloodshed. We lie, we steal, we cheat, we connive, we conspire. Oh, that's just a few things. So look at the context. So the context here is, the last few words is not rich towards God. So he looks at his disciples and he says, therefore, because of these things, this rich man and what he did, I'm telling you, take no thought for your life. What you're going to eat, or for the body, what you're going to put on. Because life is more than meat and the body is more than raiment. It's more than just you living, getting fat, being satisfied, living wherever you're living. It's more than that. So God says, the Lord mentions, he says, consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap, neither have storehouses nor barns. God feeds them. How much better are you than the fowls? Well, you know, we've got a lot of birds around here, a lot of wildlife. I don't feed them. But I see them go through winter and they make it. We got squirrels around here. And they're a nuisance. They will eat the bark off trees and kill trees. They're cute. But these little guys can destroy a tree. But people feed them. You know, I've never seen a starving squirrel. I've never seen a starving bird, not in our neck of the woods. Somebody takes care of them. Most of the people ignore the animals. The animals go about their own way. And when you live and you've been in the mountains like we have, and you know what it's like to hunt and fish for food, because that's where you get your food. There was a time in our life raising our kids, if we didn't have wild game to eat, we would have starved to death. I remember my uncle and his kids, one of whom is dead now. He committed suicide. He was one of my best friends. He was my cousin. He killed himself. Terrible. He had come to see me, and I was food and beverage manager, busier than all get out. He came down, sat at the table. I talked with him a little bit, and he was talking about some important stuff. I realize that today, but at the time, I had a family to feed. I had people to take care of. I had a restaurant. This was a hotel where I was at. It wasn't long after that when he killed himself. When I asked his wife, who I knew, because we went to the same school together, all of us did, she says, oh, well, he was threatening to kill himself all the time anyway. I didn't know that. I should have, but I didn't. Although we were best friends, we hadn't seen each other all the time like we used to growing up. Him and I used to work on the farm together, and he worked on other ranches and farms. I went another path. So think about life. God will take care of you. But yet, even reading this sentence, I can tell you I've seen areas where Christians starving and were starving to death. One day, while talking to my pastor about a lot of things, and back then, we knew what was coming. We talked about it all the time. The preacher preached about it. We were warned. We knew. And I knew about the stuff before then, things that were coming. Didn't understand them all, but I knew about it. Even Daniel had visions and dreams that he didn't understand, and he'd get sick for days. Until finally, one of the things that Daniel was wondering about, in the end of Daniel, the angel says, seal the book, Daniel. I may have shown you and you wrote it down, but it's not up to you to know. That's really what the angel was saying. You may not always know everything God reveals to you, but write it down. He goes on to say, which of you can, you know, if you think about it, can add to your stature? You know, I mean, you're too short. You're 5'9". You want to be 6'3". Okay, I'll sit here every day for 10 years, and I'll think, okay, body grow. Well, good luck with that one. So he goes on to say, if you, not being able to do that thing which is least, why do you take thought for the rest of it? I mean, you know, it really would be a small thing to think that I can make myself grow. Rather dumb. Well, when you're growing as a kid, it's true. Drink your milk, Johnny. you're going to get strong bones. You're going to grow real big. Of course, in America, we do drink our milk, and our milk is good. And our kids become fat because of milk and potato chips and junk food and our lifestyle and McDonald's and everything else. And then Johnny's taught certain things by teachers that are against moral standards. And then he runs into another teacher who teaches him not how great this country is, but how terrible it is. So Johnny grows up to be Antifa or BLM. And the radicalized politicians who've had their way paid by Soros congratulates little Johnny now that he's grown. He's a full-flown Antifa BLM terrorist now trying to overthrow America. So things change. You can't change these things, but you can change your outlook and you can change how you react to them. You can change the fact that you can be a voice for good, a voice for truth. You can do something. But in the overall scope, we can't stop the judgment of God if it comes. Now, we can raise people from the dead. We can get the anointing and believe for healing and deliverances. We can bring down the powers of darkness in prayer and fasting. But overall, in the midst of what is here and what is coming, you're not going to change the course of prophecy or the law which is written. So the Lord goes on to say, consider the lilies, how they grow, and they toil not, they spin not. But yet Solomon, all his glory, was not arrayed like these. I'm a gardener. I love flowers. This last year, we put in some natural wildflowers. And we never knew what kind of seed was coming up because it was an assortment. Oh, we had some beautiful, great assortment of flowers, beautiful colors. I know because when I go up in the mountains high, there's nothing like a spring mountain meadow that's getting ready for summer and it's green and the new mountain. The spring is just opens up with all these things. There's nothing prettier. Just like in a mountain meadow at night, you can look up and see every star there is. And you can look for eternity. You can almost see the hand of God up there waving at you. It is so beautiful. So the point of all this was, if God so clothes the grass, which is today in the field, tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? How much more? And he says, and seek not what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, neither be of doubtful mind. For of these things do the nations of the world seek after. We know that. We know what they seek over. We know also what they seek in America. And your Father knows what you had need of these, but if you don't believe in God and don't ever turn to him, how can he provide them for you? But he does provide it for all the world. It's there for you to harvest. It's there for you to do. You earn your money, you go out, and you can be as pagan as you want and still declare that God doesn't live or exist, that you're your own man, you're your own God. You listen to Satan, who's going to make you into a God, and you're going to turn around and you're going to look, and yet you don't even realize that God is allowing you to blaspheme his name. He's given you the breath to blaspheme his name, and he's given you this time to spend on the earth, and what do? You blaspheme God. You go against the Lord. You make war against him. When in essence, you should be, well, like Scripture says, if you love death, then hate the Lord. Make war against the Lord. Yeah, just hate him. Just, and you'll find death all right. And the nations of the world, we don't want to be like them anyway. Yeah, there's a lot of good races, a lot of good ways and foods and things that they do. Yeah, that's okay. That's what makes him unique. But yet, in the end, he says, rather seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. We're not to seek riches, we're to seek the kingdom of God. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So you might say, well, I don't have all the faith in the world, but God is there. He nurtures, he doesn't destroy. If you're proudful and want to take him on, yeah, you're going to find yourself in trouble. But he loves those who love him, and he wants the others to repent. As the Lord says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Why? Because we're rebellious. It's because of the sin nature. It's because we're spoiled. And he says, sell what you have, give alms, provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that fails not, where no thief approaches nor moth corrupts. For where your treasure is, there is where your heart will be also. Let your loins be girded about and your lights burning. You have your loins girded when you're going to war, when you're getting up in the morning to dress, you put on your clothes, you get yourself ready, and your light is burning. 1 John 1, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. That's where you need to be walking today. And when we talk about the kingdom war is simple. You walk in the light as he is in the light. You draw close to him. John 15, you abide. He is the vine, you're the branch. Without him, you can do nothing. And he says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. That's in John 15. Yes. He mentions it more than once. He expects you not just to give him lip service, but to stay in the light with him, have fellowship with him, and obey him. Now see, that's what God wants you to be doing. And yes, we go about our lives, and we have our jobs, we do our stuff. But as we live here and we see what's happening in whatever nation you're at, understand that God is in charge. It is that point where you have to realize, like in America, this country isn't always going to stand. Now see, it can stand for another 200 years, but we need to repent on a massive scale. We need to turn this thing around. We need to act like we give a tinker's dam. That's an old saying. We don't care. We don't fear. We don't honor. We don't serve. Unless it's ourselves. We are a selfish, self-centered, jealous, spiteful, hateful generation that needs redemption. And you'll find many of those qualities in the church. Because by their traditions of men, they have made the word of God of none effect. So you have a choice today. Yeah, you can go vote and vote Trump in. He's better than the other one. Matter of fact, there ain't much choice. But the thing of it is, you have people waiting in the waiting right there. I say waiting in the ring like it's a boxing match, but they're waiting, plotting, actively pursuing to take your country over. Why do you think you've had months of riots? It's been planned. By people who have been trained. Why do you think they never get put in jail, or if they get arrested, they get released? Soros-appointed prosecuting attorneys. We know that. Nobody does anything about it. But if you look at all the things that are happening to America, you would have to be blind, deaf, and dumb not to know this country is under judgment. And this is just the beginning. This stuff can go on for a long time. But when the end comes for America, you will never see it coming. And the people that are involved in America, if you don't have the Lord and understand and seek Him, you'll never see it coming. If you're not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, when the Dark One gets here and begins with the mark of the beast, you will take the mark and perish for the rest of your soul, along with it forever. There will be no redemptive act that can help you at that point. And all those not written in the Lamb's Book of Life will be deceived. For you believers out there, you need to be praying hard and even put in some time fasting this weekend for this election. You're praying for God's mercy amidst judgment, praying that these powers that are intent, and they've got guns, they mean business. And I can tell you the powers of darkness are gathering right now. They've been gathering all along for this one moment. It's coming down. And they're going to make life hell for you. And even afterwards, even if they do win, this is just the beginning of their baloney. If you give in to them now, if America gives in, then you've lost. You know, Venezuela, one time, used to be one of the richest countries in the world. Now it is a mess because of socialism. And yet we have idiot Americans wanting socialism, and the reason that they do is because they're blinded and they have forsaken the Lord. Yeah, we got people who claim to be Catholics and everything else, but these are pseudo-Catholics, just like they're pseudo-Baptists and pseudo-others. They're in every denomination. It's called lip service. Israel was there too. Father, thank you for your word. Bless those who hear this word whenever they do. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming, and receiving of this word in Jesus' name. And for Tower and I, shalom, everybody. Have a good night. Have a good weekend. Keep yourself safe. And if you can, I would vote ahead of time. I would take my vote, but your city hall will probably be closed because the polls in a lot of places is going to be a dangerous place to go. Antifa, BLM, and the thugs will make sure of that. And unless your city is locked down with and protected by the National Guard or somebody, it's going to be one mess. And some of them are not bringing in the National Guard on purpose, because that's exactly what they want. Be found in the Lord, my friends. And remember, we don't receive these things in fear, but faith. We don't walk by fear. Fear is of the devil in any form, and it will bind you and hold you. We walk by faith, believing God will make a way for us, and I believe that God will make a way for us to win. Because this is a God that destroyed thousands of Assyrians at the hand of an angel with one little word. That was it. Don't fear. Have courage. If you read what God told Joshua and the children of Israel, courage was at the top of the list, and believe. Believe and have courage that I can do this. I can't do nothing if you're going to walk around with a muggy down face and a heart full of doubt. You need to be full of faith in a God you don't see but has a spirit who filled it out, and a God who sent his son on the cross to die. That's who you believe in. You're not believing in some false god and some false idol. You're believing in the Lord God of the universe that created all things. His son is coming back. He's going to destroy all principalities and powers opposed to him. He will wrinkle up and take care of everyone opposed to him and throw him in the pit of hell. And he will establish a kingdom based on peace for all of his people. And they will inherit the world and everything in it and the universe. Do you think you're just going to be stuck on planet Earth? No! God loves variety. There's going to be planets everywhere. You're going to live in a universe like you've never seen before, a world you've never seen before, a life. This is who we believe in. This is the Watchman, Dana Smith, and I believe that with my heart. Let it be recorded in heaven, O God, and let them hear this and know that you are the God of all gods, and you sent the Lord Yahshua Jesus Christ as the only begotten Son of God, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, who died on the cross for our sins, was dead, buried, and resurrected. And he was seen alive by many infallible proofs, even 500 at once. He gave instructions to the church. He ascended to the right hand of God with the apostles watching. The angel looked at them and said, "Why, men of Galilee, you stand here watching. This same Jesus, Yahshua, Jesus, that you have seen go, so come in like manner in the clouds." He's coming again. We were told that when the apostles seen him go, and he's coming again. Have faith, be of good courage, stand up and pray, and bring down these principalities and these powers that oppose the good in this country. There is good in this country. God will redeem, he will remove the evil, and he will heal the hearts. But he won't do nothing if you won't believe. Again, shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.